Hi, everyone, and welcome back to our podcast. I'm Sarah, your host for today, and I'm absolutely thrilled you've tuned in.
And I'm Armin, honored to be your guest and really excited to chat about today's topic. We've got quite the golden episode lined up, don't we, Sarah?
Oh, absolutely. Today, we're diving into the benefits of long-term residency in Dubai, why the UAE Golden Visa is ideal for expats. So whether you're just dreaming of Dubai's glittering skyline or planning your move, stick around. This is for you.
And let's be honest, who hasn't fantasized about swapping cold winters for Dubai's sunshine and stunning lifestyle? There's definitely a lot to talk about.
Totally with you on that. So, Armin, why do you think the Golden Visa is making such a splash among expats?
Great question. The Golden Visa has really changed the game. Think 10 years of residency right off the bat, plus the freedom to live, work, and study in the UAE, with tons of perks for your family, too. It's a stability bonus that's hard to beat.
It really is. And for expats used to hopping from one-year visa to the next, that long-term security is like a breath of fresh desert air. But let's take a quick step back. What's life actually like as an expat living in Dubai?
Well, Dubai's got this unique energy. It's cosmopolitan, it's bustling, and yet so safe and comfortable. There's a strong community vibe, amazing food, and honestly, opportunities everywhere, whether you're into business, the arts, or just chilling at the beach.
Sounds dreamy. And I think people are surprised at how family-friendly Dubai is. Schools, parks, endless entertainment. It's got the full package for all ages.
Exactly. Dubai isn't just for entrepreneurs and influencers. It's an epic place to settle down, Golden Visa or not. But of course, long-term residency makes it even better. No more stressing about annual renewals or unexpected changes.
Okay, so let's dig in a little. What are some of the key benefits of the Golden Visa specifically, aside from security?
Well, the Golden Visa lets you sponsor your spouse, children, and even parents. Plus, there's no employer requirement, so you can move jobs, start a business, freelance, or even retire without worrying about losing your residency.
And word on the street is that Golden Visa holders get special perks, like fast-track airport lines and access to certain government services. Is that true?
Yep, those fast tracks at the airport are real. Some banks also offer exclusive deals. It's basically the VIP experience just for being a long-term resident.
I love that. Now, not everyone is eligible for the Golden Visa, right? Who actually qualifies?
So, the UAE wants to attract top talent and investment. Golden Visas are offered to certain professionals, doctors, engineers, scientists, outstanding students, as well as investors and entrepreneurs. Artists, authors, and certain creatives can qualify too.
That's pretty wide. If you're in one of those fields, you've got a shot. But don't worry, listeners. If the Golden Visa isn't for you, there are still plenty of ways to live in Dubai.
Absolutely. The Golden Visa is the showstopper, but employment visas, family visas, and freelance visas are all fantastic options too.
And that's a perfect cue, Armin, because we want to make sure everyone listening walks away with a clear picture of all the options for residency in Dubai. Let's break it down for our audience.
Love it. Let's start with the Golden Visa. We've talked about the main perks: long-term stability, family sponsorship, and flexibility. To apply, you'll usually need proof of your achievements, investments, or qualifications. The process can seem tricky, so it helps to work with a local PRO or consultant.
Next up, the employment visa. This one's classic. You get a job offer from a company in Dubai, and they sponsor your visa. They handle most of the paperwork for you. You'll need a valid contract, medical check, and sometimes attestation of your qualifications.
Just keep in mind, the employment visa is tied to your job. If you switch employers, you'll need to transfer your sponsorship, but it's pretty standard procedure at this point.
Then we have the family visa. Once you have your own residency, maybe through a job or business, you can sponsor your spouse, children, and sometimes even your parents. Requirements include meeting a minimum salary threshold and providing proof of accommodation.
And finally, my personal favorite for creatives and independent professionals, the freelance visa. Dubai offers freelance permits in various sectors, letting you work for yourself, legally, and sponsor your own residency. You'll need proof of your line of work, relevant qualifications, and sometimes a business plan.
How cool is it that you can work from a chic co-working space in Dubai and have your own residency? I know a lot of digital nomads who love this.
Me too. But no matter which visa you choose, there are a few challenges people tend to face. The paperwork can be daunting, requirements change, and it's easy to get overwhelmed with the translation and attestation of documents.
Our tip for listeners, double-check all requirements on the official Dubai government websites or with trusted visa consultancies. Start your paperwork early and keep digital and hard copies of everything. Seriously, the organization will save you so many headaches.
And remember, don't be afraid to ask for help. Local PROs, your HR department, or reputable agencies can smooth the process and handle those tricky steps.
Once you've got your residency, it's a whole new world. You'll be able to open a bank account, rent a home, and fully enjoy all the benefits of Dubai life. World-class healthcare, education, networking, business growth, and that incredible multicultural vibe.
The long-term benefits are huge. Career stability, better opportunities, top-notch amenities, and a safe and vibrant environment for your family.
Dubai really wants expats to feel at home here, and these residency options are a testament to that. So wherever you are on your journey, remember, it's absolutely possible to build a life in Dubai that suits your dreams.
Right, Sarah. And for anyone considering the leap, our advice is to do your research, plan ahead, and get ready for an amazing adventure.
So here's a fun question for our listeners. If you could live in Dubai for a year, what's the first thing you'd do? Let us know in the comments or on social media. We'd love to hear your Dubai bucket list.
And if you have any questions about visas, life in Dubai, or just want to share your own experiences, drop us a message. Don't forget to suggest topics for future episodes, too.
Thanks for joining us today. And remember, your Dubai dream might be closer than you think. Until next time, keep dreaming big and stay curious.
Take care, everyone. Looking forward to chatting again soon.